Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Today's message comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 37.
Amen.
Very familiar scripture. Matthew, chapter 9, verse 37. Mm-hmm. And it reads as follows. Mm-hmm. Then saith he unto his disciples, mm-hmm. The harvest is truly is plenteous, mm-hmm. but the laborers are few.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
I want to speak today on the topic, help wanted.
Help wanted.
Help wanted. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
All right. Let's dive into this. I want to talk about the harvest. The harvest symbolizes people ready to receive the message of salvation, right?
Okay.
It reflects an opportunity to bring individuals to God.
Hmm.
Right?
Amen.
God is asking for laborers or servants to bring people to him.
Hmm.
A servant is one that serves others, amen. Right?
Amen.
The work of the Lord, which is the harvest, is needed to bring people to him. Would you agree?
Amen.
Now, there are millions upon millions of churchgoers / believers in this world.
Mm-hmm.
In the scripture, Jesus foretold this and knew that there are many that could serve God by being laborers.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But he said in the scripture, the laborers are few.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If we got over a million believers in church goers,
yes.
Why are the laborers so few?
Mm,
well, there's a reason. There's a reason why. And you know me, I'm going to go there. There's a reason why there's so few laborers.
Yes.
And it has everything to do with the job qualifications, okay?
Of a laborer.
You have to, there's a job description for being a laborer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Here are the qualifications for that job. Mm-hmm. Number one, you must know who you're working for,
mm.
okay?
Mm.
You're working for God. This
yes.
isn't your regular everyday 9-to-5, okay? Let's get that straight, okay?
Amen.
The same rules don't apply. I'll give you an example. Let's say that you get hired to work at a glass store, glass company.
Yeah.
And there's glass everywhere.
Yeah.
But you're used to working construction where being gentle is not part of the job, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to learn how to be gentle around glass.
Some training.
You have to be trained, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's the second thing. Well, another thing. You must follow the rules of your boss and know how he wants things done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Many times you go into a store, customer service is terrible because
yeah.
they wasn't trained, right?
That's right.
They were not trained and they're just trying to follow the rules that are put forth by the company they work for, but they don't really know the rules.
What to do.
They don't have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this job requires you to know who you're working for and the rules that you must follow. Amen?
Amen.
And here's the second thing. You must humble yourself, okay? Now, you must be willing to do things contrary to the way you normally do things, okay? Now, I'm a kind of brush over this a little bit because I don't want to get too deep.
Okay.
But it's the truth, okay?
Okay.
We're normally trying to save people ourselves, our way,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But there's a better way. There's a godly way.
Okay.
Amen? God, we must be willing to say, okay, my way isn't the best way.
Amen.
God's way is the only way. You
Amen.
With me? And you must understand that you are an employee. You're not the boss.
All right.
Okay. Now, you know what I mean by this, but I'm going to break it down to make sure
yeah.
we all understand. Okay.
Yeah.
You work for God.
Yeah.
Not the other way around.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a different mentality.
Yeah.
Different job.
Yeah.
You work for him, not the other way around. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you got to understand that and not try and take matters into your own hands, which goes back to you must be willing to do things that are contrary to what you used to do. Okay?
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Number three,
mm-hmm.
you must be willing to learn.
Mm.
Okay? There's a method to God's madness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a way God wants you to save souls.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody asked him.
Mm-hmm.
We just say, well, let's just go out and and witness. It's not about that, saints. God will teach you how to win souls if you ever ask him. If you have this job, you must know how to do it, because God is the only one who can show you how to truly be a laborer and reap the harvest. Wow. Okay?
Wow.
Here's the other thing, one of my pet peeves. God will guide you to the right people.
Okay.
Let me say that again. God will guide you to the right people. I've had so many people walk up to me in parking lots asking me, am I saved? I know God didn't send him. Why would he send anybody to ask me, who has been saved most of his life, whether I was saved or not?
Yeah.
I knew right away that they were on their own mission.
Yeah.
They didn't consult God or ask him, should they approach me?
No.
You can't do that if you're a laborer of God.
That's
God right. will guide you to the right people. You have to be patient.
Yes.
It may not be who you think it is, okay?
Amen.
But you have to be willing to do it, right?
Yeah.
Here's another point I want to make. Number four. You must be committed to doing the work. Now, let's be honest. In our regular 9-to-5, we ain't all that committed. We just want the paycheck.
Some
do, right? Here's the thing. When you're doing a labor, being a labor of God, you can't call out sick. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't be calling out, well, you know, my kids don't feel good. My mom's in a nursing home. You can't use any of those excuses. You got to do what God say when he says it. Yeah. So you can't call out sick. Okay? Here's another one. That's scary. You can't talk about this boss behind his back. Okay? I would not advise that. Okay? There's other bosses you can do that too, but God, you may want to think twice before even saying anything behind God's back, okay?
Yeah.
Here's another thing. You must not grow tired of the work. We get in jobs we've done for 5 years, maybe 5 minutes, and we get sick of the job. This is not a job you get sick of. It's a commitment, okay? You got to do this the rest of your life, okay? This is a full-time, full-life job. Okay? So you can't grow tired of it. Amen?
Amen.
It's different than working for man. Okay?
Yes, I'll say.
That's for sure. Number five, you must listen to your boss, okay? And I gave an illustration of people trying to save me when I'm already saved, okay? You got to listen to your boss. Your boss knows what's best all the way around. And the best way to know what your boss is saying is to have a relationship with this boss, okay? That way, you know what you're hearing is from him and not from you.
Amen.
That way you do what he wants, not what you think.
That makes
big
sense.
Difference,
big
right?
Difference
big difference. God needs to trust you to do this work. True?
True.
You cannot, God doesn't just send anybody out there, okay? He has to trust that you'll do what he asked you to do in the way he asked you to do it. Right?
Right.
That's why so few laborers, okay? Who wants to take, you know, God doesn't trust everybody. Why should he? We're all sinners, okay?
Yeah.
We all fall short.
Yeah.
We need help.
Yes.
We can't just run out there and start trying to save people when we don't know what we're doing. Okay? And here's another one. You must be willing to work non-traditional hours. This isn't a 9-to-5 job. It's a whenever God tell you to job, okay? Big difference. So you must be ready when he sends you out. And the key is when he sends you out, not when you decide to go on your own.
When he sends you out,
you got to be ready, okay? Now, God is a God of order.
Yes, he is.
So you will not be overworked, okay? He knows when to send you out. He knows when you're not feeling good. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake, okay? He knows there's an order and a time for everything, as it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a time for everything. Well, God is a God of order. He's not going to send you somewhere without any success, okay? He's not going to have you do anything that isn't going to produce fruit, okay? He's a God of order. It's a certain way he wants to do things, and that's the only way that it can be done according to his will. Okay, you with me?
I am.
All right, here's my last point. You must be willing to meet people wherever they are. Let me say that again. You must be willing to meet people wherever they are. Okay, let me explain. You must be willing to go places that you may not think is that you're at the right place to be, okay? Let me give you an example. I was on a business trip to Pennsylvania, and I was hungry. It was after work. I decided to go find some place to eat. But where I was a small town, there wasn't a whole lot of options, okay? So I went to a sports bar because that's all they had. All the tables were full, so I sat at the bar. Okay? I ordered a Diet Coke. Don't go there. Okay, I had a Diet Coke. But as I sat there drinking my Diet Coke, the guy next to me was complaining and really having a hard time. So I stopped and I said, "What's wrong?" For the next 20 minutes, he told me what was wrong. And I told him, I witnessed to him right then, right there at a bar. Okay, at a bar. Now, conventional wisdom or religion tells you that you shouldn't be at a bar, right?
That's right.
But had I not gone there, I wouldn't have been able to witness to this man. You have to be willing to meet people where they are.
Amen.
Okay? And stop being bougie saying, "Well, I'm too good to go here, go there." No, no, no. Not this job, okay? Not this job. You must understand also that you are no better than the people you're witnessing to, okay?
That's a good one.
Let me say that again. You must understand that you are no better than the people you are witnessing to. You have to remember when you're meeting people wherever they are, you might be the first contact they have with God, okay? We're talking about non-believers here, okay? You cannot kill non-believers with 1,000 scriptures. You can't just start quoting them like that. Now, I'm not talking about Romans 10:9 about if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. I'm not talking about that one. But even then, you got to make sure that it's the time to say that scripture.
Absolutely.
And you have to be able to explain what that means.
Absolutely.
Quoting scriptures to a non-believer doesn't work, okay? Because it's foreign to them.
Amen.
All it does is not assisting God. All it's doing is showing the non-believer that you have a good memory. That's all it's showing them, okay? So stop being religious and just allow God to let you talk to them in the way God wants you to.
Yeah, normal.
Without throwing all these scriptures at them.
Yeah.
They don't understand. You don't start your kid on geometry. You start them with the ABCs and 1 + 1.
Exactly.
Okay? Same thing with non-believers. You don't start them on Revelations. Okay? You just don't. You just want to just take it slow, understand where they are, and just do what you got to do, right? We want to jump out there and start quoting these scriptures because we're really enthusiastic about trying to help, right?
That's what it is.
But we got to take a step back and say, look, they can't even understand what we're saying, okay? We're speaking French and they speak English, okay? Amen. And this is the most important part, okay? We must understand that grace is why we are saved and the same grace will save them.
Yeah.
Amen. It's by God's grace.
Amen.
I mean, yeah, we're there and all that, but it's all going to happen not because we went there. Mm-hmm. It's all because of God's grace.
Grace.
All you're doing is planting the seed.
Exactly.
God waters it. He nurtures it.
Amen.
He makes them come to him.
Amen.
All we're doing is planting seeds.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's a good word.
Amen. So, saints, these are the qualifications of being a laborer for God. So that brings up a question. Are you qualified? Think about it. God has put out a help wanted sign because the harvest is plentiful, but the true laborers are few. And the true laborers are the ones that meet these qualifications, okay? There's plenty of laborers out here. But the true laborers meet these qualifications that I pointed out to you. So the question is now, it is time that we all become true laborers. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you for this word. Father, we repent for not being true laborers, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We repent for all the times we try to witness according to our ways of doing things, which are contrary to the way you do things.
Yes.
Father, we humble ourselves today and ask that you help us become true laborers. Help us to meet these qualifications, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We understand what we must do to qualify to be true laborers, Lord. So help us to do it.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for this word, because if we didn't know, we didn't know. Okay, well, we know now. Thanks to you, Lord.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord, you have mercy on us for not knowing and helping us to help us, Lord, to know and to trust you. Because it all comes down to us trusting you in order for us to be true laborers. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth throughout the land. May you be glorified in it. And may it spark, put a spark in our hearts to become true laborers according to these qualifications. Father, to you be all glory, honor, and praise. I ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.